You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks. Also, the show handle is at Locked On Brewers and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers as well. We've got a two-parter here for you, two-part episode. Matt Pauly is going to jump on with us in just a minute. He'll be talking about a few things. We're going to dive into it. Matt Pauly is the pre- and post-game host on WTMJ Radio, Brewers Extra Innings podcast as well, if you want to check it out on any major podcast platform. So he's around the club all the time and just as involved on a daily basis with the Brewers, especially throughout the season, as I am here with the Locked On Brewers podcast. So always a treat to jump on and talk with Matt and have him jump on our podcast as well, as we kind of trade positions. I was on his podcast a couple weeks ago. So it's fun to do that and chat Brewers here. A couple weeks ago, of course, we didn't have the whole country shutting down because of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus. And, of course, we know that baseball has pushed back their opening day indefinitely. They did not specify a date or even an estimation of when they would like to play baseball again. And so that leaves a lot of speculation, and we just don't know. And so in the second part of the interview, which will air on the next podcast, Matt and I dive into what the ramifications of that are, you know, what that means going forward. So we'll get into that. But for this podcast today, I wanted to really talk about where the Brewers' progress was up and to the stopping point. You know, there were some storylines certainly developing out of spring training that you will have to restart here whenever we can, whenever we know that baseball is going to get going here. But Corbin Burnes, Orlando Arcia, you have Keston Hiura's defense, you have the rest of the club and how they're rounding out, and what that was looking like heading into the second half of spring training, which would be wrapping up here if things were all normal this weekend, and then we'd be ramping up for opening day coming up a week from today. That would have been a week from today, opening day at Miller Park. So obviously that has been pushed back indefinitely, but just talking to Matt through those ideas and what he saw out of the Brewers pitching staff, you know, the news that Corbin Burnes was going to start the season on the Major League roster, we both found surprising. So we talk about that a little bit as well and what his place is and what the Brewer rotation was shaping up to be like. So we get into all that, plus his initial reaction and what the last week has been like, sort of thinking about this and processing all of it as the Brewers and all the other Major League Baseball teams, all the sports teams for that matter, try to process and figure out how they're going to approach this and how they're going to strategize to be as good as they can be coming out of it whenever that might be. So we'll talk about all that coming up next, and stay with us. Matt Pauly, Brewers Extra Innings, will be our guest right here on Locked On Brewers. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and exceptional user-friendly design. So here's the deal. Get 25% off of Withings Body right now, Body Plus right now, at Withings.com for a very limited time. Go to Withings.com, that's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off the Body Plus composition scale. And welcome back to the Locked On Brewers podcast. Matt Pauly, the host of Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ Radio. He's got the Brewers Extra Innings podcast as well. When you go to your favorite podcast provider, it'll be there for you. And got a weekly podcast. Don't know how much content he'll have going forward here for the next few weeks or months or whatever it's going to be. But we're here to talk about all of the happenings or non-happenings in the world of Brewers baseball here. Matt, thanks. I guess I just start with, your impressions of you know, it's just about a week ago now. It seems longer with everything that's been going on, but about a week ago now, baseball shut everything down, and we learned that they said 2 weeks. It's now, we all know, going to be you know, significantly longer than that is really what everybody's saying, even if they're not saying it. And it, you know, it's just an amazing thing because we, you know, outside of work stoppages due to labor issues, we haven't seen it. And it's a, you know, a surprise and unexpected event, and it's really going to be interesting to see how this affects everybody going forward here, and when we will see baseball start. So what's it been like for you the last week or so?
Yeah, it's been weird, and I think you're right when it feels like it's been longer. Like, there's been times where stuff happened like 2 days ago, and it felt like it was a week ago. And I think it's because, at least for a while, the situation was so fluid that every day something new was happening. I mean, this isn't just baseball related. It's everything related. You can look at college athletics in the sense that it went from everything was pushed back to now, you know, it's going to be empty arenas, and then everything's going to be canceled till this date, and then everything's just going to be canceled, period. So because so many things, there's so many dominoes that keep falling in such a short amount of time, it does feel like it's been longer than it actually has. It's such a weird deal. You don't know what's going to happen. Right now, mid-May, probably at the absolute earliest, and yeah. For me, I think we might be talking June by the time they're playing baseball. And what are they going to do in terms of spring training? You know, something that I know people are having issues with is gyms are closing down across the country. So yeah, there's a lot of guys who have their own workout facilities in their homes, but if you're not one of those people and you rely on going to like a local high school to throw, or you go to a big gym to work out, that's not really happening. So I think different guys, when they come back, are going to be in different levels of baseball shape, and baseball's already the sport that's got more of a ramp up period than probably any other sport. Maybe football's right there, but you know, spring training I think is longer than training camp, if I'm thinking correctly. So yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going on right now, and at the end of it, you kind of feel dirty, right, when you're talking about sports, because yeah, there's so things that are more important than it, but that doesn't mean that sports doesn't matter. So that's a really long answer to a very short question from you.
Well, we're all very you know, I think as people who have you know, been in and out of doing sports for a living in the media, you know, I've been in and out, you're in it, but it's just never before in our lives, obviously, if we had this kind of stoppage. Of course, there was a week after 9/11, but that went by in a flash because it was so intense. And now you've got this potential months-long shutdown, and it's a pretty, you know, just what do you do with your time? I mean, not only baseball, but all sports. Obviously, I was super into the Bucks, and the Badger basketball team was about to maybe make a run, and it's just all ended, and now we don't get the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's a pretty big void here that I don't know how to fill.
Yeah, I think another side of that too is like, we don't know where we're at on the timeline. And like this and 9/11 are completely different things. And I'm not trying to compare this to 9/11, and I hope it doesn't come across that way. The only comparison is the sense that sports stopped. But with 9/11, we knew sports was going to be coming back. I guess we didn't know the exact date, but when that happened, it's, you know, the next week, 2 weeks, whatever it might be. With this, it feels like we don't really know where we're at on the timeline, and that makes it even that much more uncomfortable.
Yeah, it really does. It's just to try and kind of figure that out is quite a challenge. So let's go into the Brewers once on this, just from the standpoint of where they were at, because you know, spring training was progressing. And again, maybe this will seem like it was eons ago, but what was your impression of how this club was progressing, you know, last week before this all got shut down?
Yeah, I thought things were going well. I was getting more and more optimistic. You know, the old hope springs eternal deal, but I was getting more and more optimistic on seemingly an everyday basis. I was excited for what this team was going to bring. I think there were more good stories than bad stories going on. You know, we on my podcast, we talked a lot about Corbin Burnes. I think you and I talked about Corbin Burns the last time I had you on my podcast, and that was a really exciting thing. And we found out towards the end, before that they were going to tear things down, that Burns was going to be on the Major League roster, that he was not going to be headed to AAA. And everybody seemingly was doing the job that they were supposed to be doing. I guess there's still questions at third base. You don't know what kind of production you're going to get out of the individuals over there. But for the most part, everything was moving in the direction that you wanted to move in. So for me, I was pretty optimistic about how things were going for this team.
Yeah, it did seem, it was progressing, and they were starting to kind of find out, what was going to be happening. I think it is going to be interesting when we, however this plays out now, whether it's mid-May or into June or whatever the case is going to be, as we get the warning or the target date for baseball. And they're going to, have some, maybe a couple, 3 weeks to get ready to play. I would imagine all these same storylines are kind of going to be there. They'll just resurface because it looked like Burns, Peralta, and Eric Luehr were battling for that fifth spot in the rotation. And it was interesting to me that they said Corbin Burns was going to stay at the big league level. I was a little surprised by that because I thought even if he performed really well, chances are they'd want to see him do it for a few weeks or at least a month down at AAA as a starter before they brought him up. What do you make of the strategy around Corbin Burns and them saying that no matter what, he would be in the big leagues?
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit too. I was in the exact same wavelength that you were. This guy had a really good spring training, but you've got a lot of guys who can start. Go ahead, put him at AAA. I mean, last year when he was struggling, those struggles were not just at the major league level. He was struggling at the minor league level as well. So go give him, let him have some success at the minor league level and then figure things out from there. And clearly that's not what they're going to do. So it surprised me a little bit. I think just like you, what it says is there's a lot of confidence in this guy that they feel like whatever issues existed last year that they've been able to work out. It's also a bit of a gamble because if he comes back to the big leagues right away and he struggles right away and looks like the guy that he was last year, internally you would have to wonder, okay, did he get pushed too fast too much? Should he not have broken camp with the big league team? And also it just brings into question who this guy really is and if he's going to be able to regain that form. So for me, there were some positives about potentially seeing at the minor league level, but that's not the direction that they're going to go.
No, obviously not, and they're going to sort that out as things go along. I think one of the big questions that I had as well during spring training, I was at the game, actually I was down in Phoenix, and I was at the game on Friday, what would that have been, March 6th, trying not to touch anything or anyone, and I saw Keston Hiura boot a ground ball again, a throw to first that cost the Brewers two runs in the inning. And at the time on my podcast, I said, well, what, this is really going to be fascinating to watch how the Brewers handle this. Cause it appears, just again, short sample size, but it appears as though Keston Hiura has not really gotten a lot better at second base. He's had a couple of errors, in spring training and still appears not to be too sound there. What will their strategy be? Because by the same token, he's also hit three home runs during the stretch and shows just as much potency with the bat. This is going to be when things get kicked up, the strategy, when the sixth, seventh inning comes and the Brewers are up a run, that's really going to be interesting, is it not, to watch how they really handle him at second base?
Yeah, it is. And look, he's not going to win a gold glove at second base, but what we saw from him last year once he got to the big leagues, from a defensive standpoint, that's not what he's been. When you look at what he's been as a second baseman previously, he's been better than that. Again, I'm not talking about this guy being a great defensive second baseman, but his defense really took an unexpected nosedive last year. And for me, there was this assumption that, okay, that's just a kind of a first-year deal. He's up in the big leagues. There's a ton of pressure on him to hit, so maybe there's not as much focus on his defense, and this is something that's just kind of automatically going to get better this upcoming season. But to your point, what if it doesn't? And you saw some in spring training where maybe it isn't back to where it needs to be, and that does put you in a situation because you don't want to be forced, if you're Craig Counsell, where you have to take out one of your best bats anytime you're up by a run or two going into the seventh or eighth inning, and you just know there's going to be a scenario where that happens, and then the other team ties it up, and you're in extra innings, and all of a sudden his spot comes up, and you're thinking to yourself, man, it'd be really nice to have Keston Hiura at the plate right now, and you don't. His bat still more than offsets his glove, even if he's the exact same defensive second baseman that he was last year. But that doesn't mean that it's not important that he does show some major defensive improvement this year.
Well, yeah, and we're talking with Matt Pauly again, Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ Radio and the podcast. Check it out on any major podcast platform. You know, I just, to me, if this team is going to contend and they're actually going to have a chance to make the playoffs again for the third straight year, Kane and Yelich and Hiura, I feel like, have to perform, you know, at the top of that order. And obviously, you get beyond that, and I'm not so sure yet. I mean, there's clearly the Brewers are deep, and they made a lot of moves to fill out the rest of that lineup. How confident are you about what's going on, you know, beyond the top three in the order, and just what they can do here as whenever the season gets kicked off?
I'm going to sound like a total homer here, but I feel like the collective group is going to put together the numbers that are needed that this team, and I kind of go along. Look, they've been right here over the last couple of years. They've made it to the postseason. Their plan has worked, and they feel like this is one of those situations where you take the 26-man roster, and again, who knows if it's going to be a 26-man roster or not. Major League Baseball could do something wacky at the beginning of the year because there's going to be no spring training or little spring training. Maybe the rosters are going to be even larger at the beginning of the year, throughout the year. Who knows? But they feel like the group that they have that can fill up a 26-man roster are going to be able to produce the way that they need to produce. Now, the guys you mentioned, Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain, Keston Hiura, clearly those are the big bats. I might even throw Omar Narváez in that group as well. Yeah. I think he's got a very productive bat. Avisaíl García is somebody else, so I'm excited to see what he can do as a Brewer. But for the most part, it's not so much about the individuals and what their numbers look like at the end of the year. It's about what the final product is of everybody put together, and this group seems like a group that can do some things like that.
Matt Pauly from WTMJ Radio, Brewers Extra Innings. That's part one of our interview. We'll have part two on the next podcast where we dive into the broader issues facing all the teams, really. You talk about the Brewers and what they're going through, but of course all 30 Major League Baseball teams, and in different respects, all of the sports world is facing this and trying to figure it out. And it's uncharted territory. And, you know, as we get closer to actually playing again, teams all across the spectrum are going to have different approaches to how they come to this. And it's going to be, could lead to competitive advantages. The teams who prepare the best might get a jump out of the gate in baseball. And will that be the Brewers? Can it be the Brewers? Do they have an idea of how they want to do it? Obviously, look, we know that there are more important things going on in the world right now, clearly, right? And it's a serious time, and all that stuff is true. But, you know, you never stop competing. It's just the way it is. And you got to think that everybody in the front office and the coaching staff for the Brewers are trying to figure out the best way to keep these guys ready. And then when we know a date where they're going to play baseball, to get them ready to play, and in a shortened season, maybe there's an advantage in getting a quick start out the gate because of the way you're prepared. So just interesting stuff to think about as we get closer and closer, hopefully, to playing baseball again, whenever that might be. Late May, June, even the 4th of July. My goodness. It's going to be some time, but we'll see what the Brewers do and how they strategize around getting better prepared. And we'll talk about that with Matt tomorrow, as well as any of the other things that could happen. Because it's really an interesting situation as far as we've never seen this before, and how do you get your guys ready, and what's Major League Baseball going to do? How long is the season going to be? You know, we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast as well, but all the different things and different scenarios that could play out this year are going to be very interesting. So we'll continue that discussion with Matt coming up on our next podcast. My thanks to Matt and everybody for listening. And again, you can always find us on any major podcast platform, Lockdown Brewers, as well as Brewers Extra Innings, hosted by Matt Pauly. Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, all the major ones. Go check it out. Tell a friend if people are bored or you need a podcast to listen to during the downtime. We're here for you at Lockdown Brewers, as well as the entire Lockdown Podcast Network. We'll be doing some other podcasts as well with some of the other hosts around the Central Division, and get some content to you that way to pass the time here before sports comes back. So again, listen to us there. I'm Ben Larson. Also listen to Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Locked On Podcast Network. That's still there. Still time to prepare for fantasy baseball, so check that out as well. And I'll talk to you soon when we deliver your Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.